For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. These are the morning headlines for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. A Preston man who is accused of shooting a woman on his property Memorial weekend posted bail and is scheduled to appear in court on June 11th. East Idaho News reports 62-year-old Jeffrey Elgin noticed a Jeep driving up his private road just after noon and got on his four-wheeler armed with a revolver loaded with shotgun shells and followed the Jeep. Police reports say that in the Jeep, two Utah women were looking for a fun road to drive on. They saw no posted signs for private property or trespassing. A witness says Elgin came flying up behind them on his ATV. Elgin yelled to the woman that they would be arrested, then grabbed the steering wheel of the Jeep and demanded the keys. Police say the Jeep driver sped up to get away with the intention of turning around when the passenger heard a bang and saw the driver slump over. The passenger stated that Elgin shot her friend. Elgin confirmed, saying, "Yeah, I shot her." The victim had several birdshot pellets removed from her head and did not die from her injuries. The driver and passenger swapped seats and called 911 as they made their way back to the Highway 36. Following the Jeep, Elgin stopped at home and handed the gun to his son after the incident. When questioned by the police, Elgin's son says his dad gets very upset when people trespass. Elgin was jailed and immediately posted bail. If he is found guilty for injury to property and aggravated battery, he faces up to 20 years in prison and $51,000 in fines and restitution. Construction for the Tallahassee, Florida Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is now underway. This will be the third temple in the state of Florida, following both the Orlando and Fort Lauderdale temples. This temple was announced in the April 2020 session of General Conference. This temple will be built to help give the more than 160,000 Latter-day Saints in Florida another house of the Lord. Elder James B. Martino, North America Southeast Area President, spoke about how not only will the building be sacred, but how the land already is sacred. Elder Martino spoke about how the temple will bless everyone around.
This temple will bless the entire land around it and the entire community. It will be a beacon of holiness and of peace for both to see and to be felt.
In the past, saints in the area would have had to travel to sometimes as far as Washington, D.C. to receive their temple blessings. This temple is an answer to many prayers. This weekend, you have the chance to hear the BYU-Idaho Choirs premiere a new piece by Lane Johnson. The text of this new piece talks about ways the Spirit of the Lord speaks to us individually. You can watch via live stream on BYU-Idaho's website this Friday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. Just go to byui.edu and search a live stream. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. I'm Emma Isaac. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU-Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU-Idaho Radio.